The time is 8:04 a.m. This is Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. A federal judge has approved a settlement in a lawsuit over religious activities at a North Louisiana school system. This past Wednesday, a U.S. District Court judge approved an agreement reached in January between the Bossier Parish School District and Americans United for the Separation of Church and State. The group sued the school district in February 2018 after several parents complained their children had been subjected to unwanted religious messages or even felt coerced into religious activities. The court's consent order calls for the school board to revise part of its religious expression policy. Both the school district and the group said the decision was a victory. The group said the ruling will ensure that the religious beliefs of all students are respected. The school district said the agreement preserves a student's right to exercise religious freedom. Most local and state smoke-free laws were enacted before e-cigarettes and vaporizers were on the market. Now there are concerns about the health impact e-cigarettes and vaping have on public health. The city of Nacogdoches is joining the ranks of cities across Texas that are restricting where someone can vape or use an e-cigarette. Red River Radio's Winter Chauvin has more on this story.
Last Tuesday evening, the Nacogdoches City Council voted to restrict the use of e-cigarettes and vaping in public places in the city of Nacogdoches. In 2008, the Healthy Nacogdoches Coalition worked with the city to pass an ordinance to restrict smoking in public or designated enclosed spaces, such as restaurants, bars, and stores. The Healthy Nacogdoches Coalition felt it was time to include e-cigarettes and vaping into the ordinance. Kim Barton, director of the coalition, explains.
Because electronic cigarettes contain nicotine, they're considered a tobacco product. And so we went back. It's kind of a housekeeping issue to just go back and ask the city to include that, since it wasn't included in the original ordinance, to go ahead and include electronic cigarettes.
The restrictions on e-cigarettes and vapings in Nacogdoches were effective immediately, since the ordinance was already in place and the definition of smoking was simply expanded. For more information, go to our website, redriverradio.org. This is Winter Chauvin in Nacogdoches for Red River Radio News.
A bill that would bar Arkansas prosecutors from seeking the death penalty for those convicted of a crime and with a diagnosed serious mental illness failed in the House Judiciary Committee Thursday. Representative Vivian Flowers, Democrat of Pine Bluff, sponsored HB 1494. The qualifying medical conditions would include symptoms of delusions, hallucinations, extremely disorganized thinking, and mania. Republicans on the committee opposed HB 1494 on a party-line vote, with many expressing concern that it would all but eliminate the death penalty in Arkansas. Taking a look at the weather for the Red River Radio listening area, a slight chance of showers in the morning with chances increasing later this afternoon. Rain chances increase into Saturday with the potential for severe weather, including hail-producing thunderstorms and the potential for tornadoes. This is Red River Radio.